Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Frontier Beyond Fear Blog Talk Radio program and also on multiple syndicates. I'm Susan Larison-Dans, and today is Saturday, March 16th, 2024. Welcome, those of you joining me live and also those listening across time. Today, I am going to talk about something that is very relevant to the topic of fear and how we manage our thoughts. And not so much what you typically will hear, consciously thinking about what we're thinking about, because I think that can become even a negative feedback loop if we're not careful, if we become too obsessive about, oh, am I thinking negatively? And then pretty soon you're thinking negatively about that. And I have often spoken about how it's actually a form of fear-based thinking to obsess about that. And that's what it can become, a very negative experience. And our goal here in knowing that the divine, the omnipresent divine is unconditionally loving is to more and more redirect ourselves to a focus on that unconditional love. But this also has to do with the inputs we are receiving. And how do we remain aware of what is happening in this very intricate world of ours, where we are having a journey as human beings? You know, it's a very difficult question, isn't it, as to why things are so harsh at times in this world. And the truth of the matter is, if we, although I will tell you, I question that, and I think it is good to question. In fact, let's start there for a moment. We are not in a multiverse where we are told as beings just to accept everything without question. And not only is that true at the highest level, it's perfectly legitimate to question. Absolutely. We must always question the darkness, and when we have questions about our experience, we are beings worthy of respect at the very highest level. And that goes with every other level of leadership too. So if someone is not a conscious leader, then they will have trouble with questioning, because it's not easy to lead in those situations. Because free expression, free thought, critical thinking is all about respecting one another and that there is no one person above anybody else. But we are each and every one of us special and unique. And though some of us may have more experiences as souls, maybe more experience as human beings, there can be variations in spiritual maturity and spiritual awareness, and we are all in a learning exercise here in terms of giving respect to a living being that is an aspect of the omnipresent divine. We are in inseparable from it, and yet we are unique and we are human beings. We deserve respect from one another and from every other being that has ever existed or will ever exist in the multiverse. This notion of mutual respect is all about namaste, that the divine is in each and every one of us, and that we each are on a journey. And that may mean that during this journey, our levels of awareness may vary. Many people, certainly on this planet and no doubt in other places too, are totally blinded to the notion that there is any spiritual existence at all and would actually rather not even think of any spiritual existence at all. There will be in these times any number of things that we are noticing in our environments that naturally make us concerned. And yes, there are times we will feel fear. But we can manage our fears by trusting. In fact, I failed to add that tag to this show, trust. That's probably one of the most important tags, is can you trust the divine and your soul's journey with your journey? That doesn't mean that you can't focus on the highest aspects as much as possible. Focus on unconditional love. Focus on what your purpose feels like on your path. Focus as well on those things that are natural to question. Have respect for others who are questioning. Listen for authenticity. Admire the authentic journey of another person. Think about how that would extend really to other beings elsewhere, as blind as some may be and as aware. I have no doubt in this vast, vast universe, multiverse, that there are incredible planets out there where people have, well, people, beings, whatever their makeup happens to be, they have gotten to a point where they know consciously, all of them, that they are inseparable from the omnipresent, loving, divine, and they even are able to live in such a way that would seem miraculous. And you know what? That happens here too. Many of us have observed incredible miracles on this earth, and it's not at all what the strict materialists, those who deny us our spiritual experience, which is very real, or even the study of evidence of such things, you know, it's very sad, it's very tragic that they are not experiencing what is actual reality and even have no interest in exploring it. And even if they were to discover it, would actually prefer, ironically, that it would be some kind of technological simulation, almost like a video game where magic is real in the game. But of course, you know, that must not be actual reality, and that's their out. It's such a limited way and so sad, because these are people who actually enjoy, you know, playing in those games or have read all kinds of fantasy and science fiction novels or science fantasy, or, you know, go to movies like The Lord of the Rings or read the book, and have for years enjoyed those kinds of stories since childhood. Isn't it interesting that children naturally gravitate towards such stories? And isn't it amazing that reality is so much more than we're telling the children? You know, we are so dominated by a materialistic stranglehold on all of our institutions and how we choose to teach or explore, and it's limiting us as a species incredibly. So I'm going to take a small break now. I didn't do this right at the outset, but this is just a small commercial break in a way. It's a very gentle one. I just want to make a note that if you'd like to support the inspirational outreach of this broadcast, of the blog, of the website, and if you haven't done so already, I am happy to be partnering with Gaia TV. And, you know, there's a wide variety of programming on Gaia TV, a diversity of programming. And just like anything else, some will resonate and some may not. That's okay. That's true of everything. That's true of what I'm saying. You have to have your own way of thinking about things. So anyway, this outreach is supported by things such as the Gaia program. This is something new that I'm doing. And there's a link on the show page that you can click because their live event, there's a limited amount of time when you can get a free seat for this event virtually that starts today and it's ongoing. It's going on for 11 days. And so to listen to it live or to view it live, it's more than listening, this is the day that you would need to go in there to get your seat. And you only have a certain amount of time. I'm not sure how long to be able to sign up for the live portion. So also, just another note, if you go to frontierbeyondfear.com, there is information about my upcoming appearance in the San Francisco area, where I will be involved in three different speaking events and also at a booth April 19th through 21st. And I will be talking in my free lecture on Friday night. All of these events, you got to buy expo admission, which is a nominal fee. But once you're in, there are a bunch of free events. And then there's also a paid event I'm involved in on Saturday. But on Friday, I'll be talking about our Leap Beyond AI spiritual breakthroughs at 7 p.m. And I would love to see you there. You will see me in person talking in much the same way. There, I'll certainly have notes, but I'm really thinking, you know, the way I do best is to flow. And I will have both available to me for this talk live. And I know that we'll have a nice time together and you'll be able to ask questions. And then I will also be at a booth throughout the event, booth number 25. When I'm not speaking, I'm going to be at that booth quite a bit. And the booths are in an exhibit hall in the beautiful Marin Center, which is one of the most esteemed architectural feats in the world. And the grounds, I've been told, are beautiful too. And this expo has events on the grounds too. And the speaking events are at the adjacent embassy suites. And then on Saturday at 5 p.m., I'm going to be involved in a talk with my friend Jean Manning. Her specialty is exploring expansive ideas in alternative energy, those that are earth-friendly, which is a very important topic, because we really do need to be conscious that there is a lot of data that is coming to light that some of these choices are not really friendly to the earth, and it's surprising but true. And, you know, part of clarity and focus in this show is to be honest with ourselves. There are so many people out there who will attempt to not pay attention to what is actually real, and we are called to that. And there's nothing, there's no particular point of view associated with that except an interest in truth. And that is all about clarity and focus. I have often said on this program, I mean, there are many times you can question whether going down this path that we've gone down, and in fact, any form of energy could be used for dark purposes, including the darker ways of using AI. I don't really believe that we ever had to develop technology at all, that if we had as a species gone down a more spiritually oriented path, a path of spiritual development, our Earth would be pristine. We never would have cut down all these trees. It would be a beautiful planet, and we would be living in conscious communion with the omnipresent divine. And we would have learned in a different way. We still would have had a human experience. Anyone who goes back in the past knows that things were not all light-filled in those days. In fact, there were a lot of darkness. There was a lot of darkness. But we have to figure out what are our goals, what are our priorities as a species. And we didn't figure that out early. We were dominated by fear. Fear drives us down a particular road. So it very well be, I've had to really work through this consciously as to how I feel about the potential misuses of any new form of energy, a particularly powerful forms. And I know there's a whole discussion about UAPs and what they're demonstrating. You know, there could be, we don't know where these things are coming from, and I know that's a huge controversy too right now, as there's not going to be an ongoing discussion, it sounds like, at certain levels. Well, it still will be discussed, and in fact, on Sunday night at the Expo, the New Living Expo, I'm moderating a panel where Daniel Sheehan will be there, and he's been exploring this topic. As to what's going on with UFOs and UAPs. My viewpoint, although at a panel, I am open to all viewpoints, and that's the way we should be in general. We should be listening to one another, is that the species that are spiritually developed are far more interesting and working in our favor, no doubt, than any species. Extraterrestrial, on this earth somehow, or interdimensional, whatever, and including ourselves, they would be far more developed. That doesn't mean we don't care about the lower developed species, but we need to be conscious of our own spiritual development and what our goals are and what the Fermi paradox actually implies, which I have stated on other shows, that most technological species must either grow out of it, never develop down that road, or they just run straight into a wall and don't make it. Maybe some of them manage to make it, but they may not be the nicest of species, because on their development curve, they could be lower than us. We don't know. But what we really care about are the conscious species, because they are the ones who are actually capable of helping us, number one, and they are the ones who shine the light to the path to our own development spiritually and our own goals as a species, which are not playing with sticks and stones for the rest of our lives and then ending things in the process, or very possibly, because so many dark things have indeed occurred. So I can be aware of those dark things, but I can still focus on love, focus on the goals. Does it impact me? Of course it impacts me. We are all impacted by the darkness, the carelessness in our world. People just, you know, bandying about all these horrendous things that could be done to one another and to our Earth without even giving a care to the devastation of the earth and the creatures on it. You know, it's so inconsistent in the thinking. And do not underestimate those who are profiting off of things that they claim are so earth-friendly, when you study them, they really aren't or they're not feasible, or there are issues. So on Saturday night at the New Living Expo, I will be with my friend Jean Manning talking about some of these alternatives, talking about also intuitive leaps, which will be true both Friday and Saturday, and how in AI we are not acknowledging what true intelligence actually is, and how that involves intuitive leaps that happen in a flash and no brute force computing. I don't know how many times in the last week I have heard from different sources that computers will be way smarter than us, that they'll be super, be like, you know, the all of humanity, the intelligence of all of humanity and more. All of these people are discounting what intelligence and consciousness actually are because they are materialists. They do not acknowledge intuition. They do not acknowledge intuitive leaps. And in this talk, there will be discussions of that. Einstein was aware of how he would make leaps in his thinking. We all can be. I have experienced it myself in discovery. Now, could AI ever become spiritually aware? That's a whole other topic that materialists don't even want to talk about. I would say the AI is fully capable of finding the data that shows the spiritual nature of the world. And yes, the materialists would say, oh, it must be a simulation because there are things that don't add up. Okay, fine. That's their out. They are so stuck. It's sad. It's very sad. We can reach higher. We can focus higher. We never needed AI. I'm on a technological platform right now. We are in this world at the moment, and it's very possibly because we're in this world at the moment that some of these tools may be a stepping stone for us, but they are not necessary indefinitely. I love the message of, particularly we see the movie, and so that's more that's in our heads if we've seen it. 2001. In fact, recently I was called to watch 2010 again, too, which actually has a great deal to share with us right now about, how do we move productively forward on this planet and care about our children. 2001 really says some things. My own interpretation of that movie for years has been there is the age of the tool, and that's what they show with, there's the first thing the obelisk does is show these undeveloped beings the age of the tool, which then gets developed all the way into space. And yes, there's weaponry and all of that. In fact, it starts out with the most simple of sticks and stones type weapons, and then what happens? You get beyond the age of the tool and you get into the age of consciously being aware of spirituality. It may be presented in a somewhat colder way, although 2010, I love what it does with the elderly mother, the love there who passes on in that movie. There are a lot of really good human things in that movie. I haven't revisited in a while. But we can't lose sight of our spiritual natures. Where we are going, we will see. In terms of what could happen, there's been this discussion in recent months of randomness, that nothing is random. And so often when we're thinking about our lives and our world, we assume that it's random, that this could happen or that could happen, and we worry about this or that. Should I do this? Should I do that? Is this safe? We go on and on and on, and yet we can surrender in trust. We can find our space of trust. And even while consciously maneuvering in that space and, thinking as human beings while we're here and doing what we feel is best and most aligned with what we feel we're guided to do, or if we're stuck somewhere, you know, trusting we'll find a way out of wherever that is, that even being stuck isn't random, that we are on journeys of learning and growth. But I will tell you, nothing is more important than our spiritual paths. That is the most important aspect, is how are we awakening? How are we awakening? What are we learning? How are we growing? What is our relationship with truth? How are we being bombarded with things that really assault our psyches or even attempt to manipulate them in ways that are not in our best interest? We need to think about, where is this information coming from? Where is hate being introduced into the mix? And it can come from multiple places. How do we work with that and identify it for what it is? We have a lot of things to be thinking about, even as we find our focus, our greater focus, and what really takes us forward as individuals and as a society. And who is stuck in fear and greed? You know, greed, when it involves misrepresenting information that we, if we were respected as human beings, if someone truly respected their fellow human beings, they would give accurate information, accurate data. They wouldn't intentionally skew it when things are doing harm or could lead to great harm on the planet. That doesn't involve respect for other people. It also involves fear. Anyone who is looking for power for the sake of power, who is afraid of lack, and so greed is what dominates their paths, they are stuck in fear. Fear is the only thing that can motivate such thinking. It may not seem to them on the surface that they are fearful, but that's exactly what fear does. We can find our way forward beyond that. You know, I was debating whether to do this because it almost trivializes the message that I've been sharing today, and yet it is an example of how we are assaulted all the time, our psyches, by information that we don't want to be coming at us. And it's inappropriate for it to be there in the way that it is. So the live show is going to go down pretty soon here. And so in a moment, I am going to read a blog entry that I read. I will do this at times when I'm led to, now that I am blogging again, because I think it gives an example that I want you to reflect upon, that you let into your head, and it shouldn't be there at the times that it is. Why do we allow this to be there? What is it really telling us? There are a lot of things to listen here. There are a lot of ways to listen to this particular blog entry that I'm going to share. If you want to see my blog, which actually I haven't updated in a week, it's been a very busy week, but I will be updating again soon, you can go to frontierbeyondfear.com and just click on the blog option. And I'll be getting that site up to date too soon. I have been very focused on various work tasks this week, unrelated to my own writing, but in the week to come, I will be focusing on that more. Again, so thank you, live audience, for being here. Thank you to Blog Talk Radio for once again featuring this show while live ahead of time and also during on under live and upcoming shows on the show page. I appreciate that very much. And thank you to all the syndicates that carry the show. Take care, live audience. I'll stay in the podcast for a little bit. So I'm going to go to this blog and read it to you, because I want us to reflect upon this topic. It's actually an entry from March 8th, and I'm also going to repeat what's at the beginning of my blog, because it's so important in how I feel about creativity right now. This blog was written by a real human being. No textual or photographic content created by the author of this blog was generated by AI. Though a website or search engine used during research or quoted text / externally provided photos may be utilizing AI, a sincere attempt is made here to reference human verifiable content to help ensure accuracy. No AI chatbots or tools were directly used in research unless specifically noted as an example of their use. This blog entry is called Dinner Time Ads, and it's from Friday, March 8th. And the quote at the beginning is, "If something got you to turn off TV, it's a total success." Stephen King. This is a rather ironic quote at the beginning when you hear the content of the blog. It isn't just at dinner time, but lately I have been paying attention to a phenomenon which very obviously is not good for us. Instead of getting better, it is getting worse. It is also an example of unintended consequences in a way that can invade our psyches daily, particularly if we watch news and commentary programs on TV. Most, quote, news programs, unquote, on TV anymore can't really be called, quote, news, unquote. It's almost entirely commentary, the view depending on the channel. Perhaps that was always true to a degree. We just didn't know it in the past. That is another topic altogether. Let's focus on the ads. We could focus on why there are so many ads on various, quote, health-related products, unquote. But even that is not the purpose of my writing today. The short answer to that question is that is where the money is. The money to pay for ads, and the money earned from ads. Why that's where the money is, that's another issue too. This has to do with an intrusion into our psyches that would never have been tolerated in the past. There was a time long ago when people would have complained about it. People don't do that much anymore, or not in the way it would have happened before. In fact, it just would not have been done, not in the past. Not only because some of this content is subject to regulations that did not exist in those days, requiring some of what is happening, but also because it just wouldn't have been appropriate. And that would have been obvious, and still should be. When this really started to come to my attention, I realized there was a very intentional technique being used that somehow lulls us not to really notice until we notice. These ads contain very cheerful and innocuous stories, as well as music that might divert your attention. While this is going on, we are subjected to all sorts of unpleasant physical details that are not something anyone wants to hear while preparing or sitting down to a meal, or at any other time, really. It may be important information, which is ironic, things one should know about the products being advertised, and that is why it is required information now. And before, quote, now, unquote, you didn't see these ads at all, not in the distant past. Only in a medical office did you hear about such things. Lately, I have noticed jarring images are thrown into the mix, and those are not at all, quote, required, unquote, images showing severe physical conditions or even descriptions of the awful things that might happen to you physically if you don't partake of the product in vivid detail. None of this is good for any of us, and not for children either. Many seem directed towards those who are older, but not entirely. It is those of us who are older who would be particularly annoyed or jarred by them, knowing they simply aren't, quote, normal, unquote, and should have never been normalized. Some might say that noticing any of this is, quote, a success, unquote, for the product in question. And we're not even talking about ads on the internet. Perhaps for some that would be true, but not for those of us who pay attention. An ad of this nature has nothing to do with what we might choose or even render the opposite of its intended effect. More people must be turning the sound off, as recently there is more text describing physically unpleasant things you really don't want to read, and especially at dinner time. They don't really care about whether your meal is pleasant. They really don't care. And that is not a small problem. Did they ever? That's a blog entry. You can reach that blog, my blog, from frontierbeyondfear.com. Click on blog at the top of the page, and I'll be blogging again soon because I wrote that blog a little over a week ago. You know, fundamentally, what I wrote about has to do with mutual respect. And let's not also gloss over the things that weren't said on those ads when they really needed to be. The things that were never said, which were known and were not shared. That is the ultimate in not respecting all of humanity. When we are respected, our choices are respected, and we are given the information we need to freely make a good choice. And our perspectives are respected, and that we have discussions. Not too long ago, I called into a show while I was on the line. There were some jarring things I was listening to, and I was thinking, oh, gosh, what do? I had 1 Corinthians 13 right in front of me because it was useful in this context, because that's such an important passage and what it has to say about how much we're loved and how we can be in a space free from judgment and how the divine operates according to 1 Corinthians 13. And how we can feel this with all of our hearts and know it to be true. Because that's the only way it can be. It's the only way. It's the only way. That in itself is a perspective that I'm sharing. I know many have alternative perspectives, but I have been on a very long journey. And I have faced just how horrible it would be. I have spent time when I was young and at other times discussing with other people various times in my life in various ways. You have to really think about what certain things are saying when we attribute very dark things to God. And in the end, you can only find your way to love. So many things have been ingrained, so many fears that make us fear even our own questions. We deserve respect. Because we exist, we deserve respect. All of us deserve respect. We deserve to be loved. Unconditionally. We don't deserve to be, for example, deceived into some horrible outcome. That to me has never made sense. How could you be deceived? In fact, it happens in our world too. You're not making a free choice if something supernatural is deceiving you into a dark one, or even something human deceiving you into a bad choice. That's not a choice that is freely made if anything is deceiving you into a bad choice, and anything that would penalize you, and sadly we've suffered many things, many penalties in our own world because of human deception, it wouldn't be logical or loving. And we can find our way. And 1 Corinthians 13 contains a path for us. It's so powerful. Those words can be looked at again and again and again. And I've done just that on this show and in other ways. I'm going to wrap up today's episode. Thank you for those listening in the podcast. I did want to note, if you're listening in the future, some of these Gaia offers that I post will shift over time. They are time dependent, and so I'll change the text, and assuming the program itself continues over time, because some of these shows you may be coming across much later in the future. And you never know how things shift over time. But so just be aware of that. They're all subject to the time limits and the procedures and the policies that Gaia has. I also fully respect your choices in terms of content that you choose to, whatever that may be. Always know that. It's something new that I'm doing because I realize, you know, this effort here that I'm engaged in as freely as it's given from the heart and always will be as long as I can manage, if you are open to supporting it in some way, that is one way. If you have another way you might like to support this endeavor here, and my inspirational outreach, you certainly can write to me at info@frontierbeyondfear.com. Also, I have a new mailing list there. You can add yourself. I'm still working on the site to get it so that it's to the point where you can enter your information. Yes, there's an easily usable form to do that, but I really I'm not ready to put that up there. So right now, if you wanted to join the mailing list, you would need to write to me at info@frontierbeyondfear.com. And there are instructions at frontierbeyondfear.com. Go to the contact page, for example, and you'll see that instruction there. And as things shift, when a form can be incorporated in a way that I feel is appropriate, then you'll be able to fill that out too. So, and yes, again, not too long now before that expo in San Francisco, depending on when you're listening, you may be listening after or during the expo because I talked to you there. Welcome, welcome. I am a person who freely expresses her heart, and yet what I choose to emphasize is love, love, love. I can be quite strong at times when I'm addressing something. I can be firm. Well, love can be that way. That doesn't take away the love. It's because I care deeply about it and where we're going and what we can do on the path. I want us to find a better way. I certainly don't want us to barrel headlong into a wall like it seems like we may be. But nothing is random. We, as souls, I believe we have soul choices. We are participating consciously in this experience. And the divine, we are inseparable from. We are aspects of it, even though we are certainly human beings. And we don't see everything while we're here. Nothing is random. The darkness is very difficult to understand, but it can only be understood from the standpoint of free choice, being here in a place where we're not in full light all the time, which I believe is across the veil. And the shadow somehow reveals the light even more powerfully. We are courageous beings to be here at all as human. We really are. Someday, we'll see and we'll understand. And we have every right to hold that space to the highest of standards, which is pure love, because we are worthy of respect, just as simple beings. Respect and love. We are worthy of love. We are expressions of pure love, even as we take these challenging journeys here on this planet. So, thank you for being here today. I expect to be here next week as well. This show, depending on when you're listening, airs live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio. And if you go to frontierbeyondfear.com, you can easily see the link. And you can still follow the show, too, which I know at least sometimes people get emails about the show. That's changed a bit over the lifetime of the show. And you have to sign up for a membership, but you don't have to have your own show on Blog Talk Radio to do that. But I think you might have to now at least say you might do a show, the free one. Some things have changed in that, so we don't get as many followers that way as in the past, although really that's always been a rather small area. But you certainly can follow the show. There is a way if you go through the process, or you can find this show. The Facebook page is out there. I have a Twitter page. They're linked to frontierbeyondfear.com. I'm also starting to post more on my Instagram page now. So you can find me in various ways. Thank you again. I will see you next time. Think about your thoughts in the way that I told you this week. Don't obsess. Don't obsess. That only leads you in dark, very unproductive circles. Don't keep thinking, oh my gosh, that's a negative thought. No. The divine is more loving than that, actually. Much more loving. You don't need to obsess about that. Focus on the love. Focus on doing your best. Focus on the things that, you know what, I don't really need to hear that. And yeah, it's okay to be a little irked by it too. That's part of the human experience, although, you know, you're going to have a natural human journey. And you can ask why. Why is this happening? This isn't appropriate. Why was this allowed to happen? How did we get in this situation? Even the simplest of things that invade our psyches. And we can get a little more concerned when there are those who are intentionally trying to mislead so that we don't make good choices, perhaps. In fact, there's no perhaps at all. And that's not, you know, it's been going on in the human experience for a very long time. But we have a right, because we deserve to be respected. We have a right to know the reasons why you would make a particular choice and why we should support. And what is the data about this or that? That's what AI in its temporary, which I really do hope if it was properly used, you know, or certainly quantum computing could surface true data, not skewed data, not massaged data, not data that's just out there to support a particular narrative, but not actual truth. We deserve as human beings to be respected. That means we deserve the truth. We may not know all of it. I hope someday we live in a world where there is harmony or much more. I don't know what that's going to take. It's probably going to be in very small communities here and there. And in some places, it won't be that way. But more and more, more and more we need to think about, does that way of thinking about things exhibit respect for me as a human being? That's the very foundation of unconditional love. All right, now I'll sign off. Take care, everyone. See you next time.